y'all. We got National Teachers Day. It's today, man. Y'all show all the hard-working teachers out there some love, man. I hadn't talked to her in years, man, but we didn't...
It's your favorite teacher?
Oh, my God, man. I don't know why. She just was. I love Miss Aline Avery. We got on the phone. Miss Avery, good morning.
Yeah.
What you doing?
That's my baby.
Miss Avery, what's going on?
The old lady been in the hospital.
I didn't know that.
The arthritis and everything, but I'm still hanging.
You know you can come stay with me. I'll take care of you now, Miss Avery.
Bless your heart. You know, I never will forget how good you were to me when my mother died.
Yeah, we was in your class that year your mother died, and all of us was upset. How you been doing, Miss Avery? You need anything?
Boy, I got Jesus. I know I have him.
Well, Miss Avery, what kind of student was Ricky? Today is National Teacher Day. That's why we called
you. I tell you what. You know what? What he's doing now, if I had known, that's what he was going to do. I'd let him tear up that room.
Did he try to tear it up?
I would have let him tear it up.
Hey, Ms. Avery,
I am so proud.
Well, I appreciate it, Ms. Avery. Hey, I was just telling him, asking how many times she had to whoop me off in there.
You had to beat him? You had to give him a little spanking?
I took him outside the door and threw him in a chair. I said, raise up at me again.
What would he do, Ms. Avery? What kind of stuff would get him in trouble?
He just comedian. Just that's what he looked clown. But he wasn't a bad child. He just liked the clown. But see, it's paying off.
Yes, ma'am.
He's paying off now.
Now, well, did he work alone or was he like clowning with other students?
It was me and Jomo.
Lord,
how much?
Where's Jomo?
And he around. We still friends. Everybody in that class, we all still friends.
Oh, no.
You know, when your mother passed, it just made everybody close, Miss Avery.
Man, I never will forget you. And I tell you, I talk about you so much when I was in the classroom. And I tell you, Ricky, something made me feel so good, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, hold on one second, Miss Avery. She was just probably like the best. We got to go, but she was probably the best teacher I ever had in elementary school. She was awesome.
She understood you.
She did.
Right.
It was 2 sixth grades. It was the smart kids who had both parents in the home, and then it was us. You know, we had a lot of problems. Most of us were single parents. You know, wasn't struggling in a subject. You know, I was struggling in math. And she would let us go to the chalkboard and do our math problems. And it was fun standing up at the board as opposed to sitting to the desk. She just had that special touch. But everybody thought she was mean until you got in her class and got to know her. She really wasn't mean. She just didn't play. And back then, you know, she'll say something. You know, you say something. Miss Avery, what's his name? Joe back here talking about your shoes. Well, tell him his mama bought them. Back then.
She cracked on the mama.
Man, she'll say something about your mama. You wouldn't even be offended. You just start laughing, man. And that lady was hilarious.
It's always amazing when a teacher can show a human side to let you know that, hey, I'm just like you.
Right.
The stuff you're doing, I've been there and I've done that.
Yeah, she was awesome, man. And, you know, I'm now that I got in touch with her, I'm going to go over her house and, do some nice stuff for her.
And if you think about it, a lot of times your child's teacher may spend a better part of the day with your child than you do. So at some point today, you know, and all the time, you should show them how much you appreciate them. And one of my favorite ones was Miss Griggs. Me
great.
And Slick and Eddie, yeah, we all went to school together.
She had that big old booty.
Oh, she had that big old booty. And I remember one time we moved because it was too many students. They moved us from one classroom to the next. And I remember she said, because we was helping her move the stuff to the new room. She's like, which one of y'all want to help me clean out my drawers? Slick said, hell, not me.
And she told me, get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
She would call me up to that board, man. She'd take me outside of the hallway and wear my butt.
But those are the ones you love.
Yeah. Miss Avery was the best, man.
They care.
Yeah, she said, go in there and get on that piano and go practice. You got a sounding program. I was trying to play the piano, trying to play the trumpet. She, you know, let me leave early to go to band practice and stuff. And then when her mother died, man, I was just devastated. I felt so bad for the lady. You know, it was like right before Easter. And to see her sit up at her desk and cry, you know,
That's something to see.
Yeah, you know, still to this day, you know, you don't want to ever see your teacher
these
cry.
These are people that shape our lives at an early age and aren't paid a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to love them.
And going to their own money to make sure you have what you need, man. Shout out to all the school teachers, all the educators, everybody that got to put up with the kids. And I know it's a different time now. You know, y'all should be getting paid like doctors and lawyers or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, God bless y'all. Each and every teacher that opened the door, to that classroom and give those students, you know, because sometimes some of those kids, our best times and our best days were at school.
Tell me about it.
You know, God bless all of y'all, man, and this day is for you, man. Happy National Teachers Day. God bless you, man.